The Health Fix podcast teaches you how to take charge of your health naturally by giving you the information you need to elevate your health.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Today, I have Michael Tranmer on the line, and we are going to be talking about how he is the coach's coach, and he's going to talk about how he can help you if you're struggling as a coach, but also we're going to dive into how to find a coach and why it's important for folks to get a coach. Now, this might be sounding really weird to some folks out there, but I love coaches. I've had coaches since I was a kiddo, from ice skating to skiing to you name it. And when you get older, you think, oh, I don't need coaches. I got this. But then it's like, wait a minute, you start adulting and you go, holy cow, no, I don't. I'm depressed. I'm anxious. I'm broke. I need a new job. You need somebody to help you adult. And so this is where Michael comes in. So, Michael, say hello to the podcast crew.
Hi there. I help you adult. Yeah. I help you adult. And then when I forget how to adult, I also have people help me remember how to adult or learn how to adult and realize that learning and the growing is endless. So, yeah, no, super excited to be here. Grateful for you and your listeners taking the time.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about adulting, because I think a lot of folks think, oh, well, if we have a coach, this coach has life down and they've never had a hard moment in their life. They figured it all out. I mean, I'm the first one to admit that I am not perfect, and I've jumped through multiple different careers, and you started out as an engineer. So tell us how it went from engineer to coach is coach.
Yeah, and it started out as being an engineer, and I'll always be an engineer to whatever extent that means. I mean, we all are engineers to an extent. Really, engineering is just problem solving, and my background, yeah, it's in engineering. I got into that. I specialized in coastal engineering, and I got into that because I love the ocean. I grew up sailing in Kingston, Ontario. Then I moved out west. I love surfing and all that stuff. So I figured that coastal engineering, that really is engineering any structure or any project that's along the waterfront. So I'm like, this is going to be the closest thing to match up my abilities and skills in math and science with my love of the ocean. And I worked as a consultant for 12 years and really struggled in the engineering world. Really struggled to find my voice, to find my purpose, to stay motivated. And, you know, for a lot of it, it just wasn't my jam, as the damn phrase is going around so much these days, but it's true. But I just, like, being a macho ego guy, I just sort of pushed harder and harder and harder to try to figure it out more. And that sort of relayed to my personal life as well. I mean, during that same 12 years, I was in relationship. We got married halfway through that. So we were married for 6 years. You know, as I was somewhat struggling as an engineer in my, you know, career, you know, that had some negative effects on my home life as well. And she was also trying to figure out herself out and what she wanted to do with her life. And either way, we started drifting apart. We never had great communication skills. And then, you know, about 2 years, more than 2 years ago now, things came to an end really, really quickly.
Man.
Really quickly, over the span of a couple months. I mean, I went away on a work trip to California, then came back to hear that it was over.
Man, that's such a common story, especially when two folks are trying to figure their place out in the world. You know, where do I belong? Where does my career go? And then, like, they're so focused on that pathway, it ends up being like they were here, and then they both go in different directions. Sounds like, oh, man, that sucks. I am definitely struggling with that right now with my husband and I, both trying to figure out who's doing what and how are we doing it. Communication.
I mean, I've learned so much since then. We both have, and we're both, you know, still in communication, still on good terms. But, you know, if we could go back in time, and if we knew how to communicate better, and we knew how to talk through things, and we knew how to better support each other, you know, maybe the outcome would have been a little different. But, you know, what happened after that, a little over 2 years ago now, like it was totally unexpected for me, and just complete rock bottom after that. And, you know, that began my personal development journey to figure out, like, how the heck am I going to recover from this? Because, you know, even though we were on a trajectory with the comfortable jobs and being married and a gorgeous place here in Vancouver, like, it was, even though the trajectory wasn't perfect, we still had something. I still knew where I was going. And then all of a sudden, that one day, I came home and it was gone.
Man, that's, I mean, like I said, it's a common freaking story. I bet you deal with some folks that you are coaching that have had a very similar story in that case.
Oh yeah. I mean, everyone has their challenges in different ways and definitely, and, you know, in terms of marriages, we all know the percentages on that. But yeah, looking back on it now, it was, you know, the best thing that could have happened to me. I mean, sure, it doesn't feel like that each and every day, but it was certainly something I needed, because after that, you know, I really had to take the time to reflect and go inward and start my spiritual dance, my spiritual journey, and figure out, A, what went wrong for the most part. And that was the hardest part, because with that came the awareness that, oh shit, yeah, I, you know, could have done a few things differently. I certainly didn't, you know, take all the blame or put all the blame elsewhere, but, you know, I owned what I needed to own. And also within that, which part was really quite hard, was the realization that, you know, there were parts of my personality and parts of what I was putting out there that I didn't want to take forward, that I didn't want to have a part of what I was going to create next. And that was both very powerful, but also very hard.
Yeah. Kind of being real with yourself can be extremely eye-opening. And I think that's why a lot of people don't move forward, is they can't really come face-to-face with the things that aren't working.
Yeah, and they don't. I mean, they don't get the opportunity, or they don't know how, or they, you know, there's so many people that are struggling out there in different aspects of their life, but they just keep doing the same thing every day and having the same worries every day and walking the same path to work every day and going to the same grocery store every day, literally living the same life each and every day. And now it's the beginning of the year and they're like, here we go, I'm going to do the same thing every day for the rest of the year. And they wonder why they can't figure out what's missing in their life, or why they're not completely fulfilled, or why they keep living this same life over and over, because they keep walking that same path. They keep doing the same thing. And so it takes a big element of courage, unless you are fortunate to have something external happen to you, which happened to me, which forced me to think differently and act differently and be differently. Unless that doesn't happen to someone, they have to take it within themselves to create that shakeup from within and take the courage to, you know, walk a different path to work, leave the job, try something new, leave the relationship, talk to the other person about the relationship, get help, hire a coach, all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's being brave, right? There's a lot of things, and I think you had a great Instagram post that about being uncomfortable. And I messaged back because I'm like, yeah, this year's my year of being uncomfortable, putting myself in situations that I'm like, this is totally awkward, but I'm doing it. So let's talk about putting yourself into interesting situations. Now, since you moved on from the marriage, you've decided, okay, I'm going to be a coach now. Where did you, in the scheme of this, come up with, like, okay, I have the skills to be a coach? Like, how did that develop for you? How did you get into that uncomfortable space to move you forward into being the coach of coaches?
Yeah, it all happened somewhat, I was going to say organically, but that sounds too soft and easy. But, you know, what happened a couple months after the separation, I was having all these breakthroughs, all these realizations, all these clarities on the past, but I wasn't really getting clarity and such on what I wanted to do moving forward, because I could do anything. I didn't need to live in Vancouver. I didn't need to be an engineer. I could could I had all the freedom that, you know, sometimes we fantasize about, but once you get it, it's freaking scary. So I needed some help. So that's when I, you know, through Instagram, found a coach of my own. And so my, and this is a very common theme with coaches, you know, we get into it once we hire our first one. And as soon as that happened, you know, I was able to get clarity on a little bit more clarity on who I was and what I wanted to do and what my skills were. And I started sharing more about how I was, what I was learning and how I was recovering. Cause this, you know, it happened, this is about 6 months now after the separation. And, you know, my leadership and my courage in sharing, that was attracting certain people as well. And I saw that I could also help them in different situations. And so began my coaching journey, which evolved from there. You know, it started as a, you know, in life coaching, and then it moved on to, I started to attract a lot more people that also wanted to become a coach themselves. And that's how I've ended up being the coach's coach. And now with my program that helps people get into it as well. And then, but touching on the, all of that, let me tell you, it sounds great. All of that was so uncomfortable, so uncomfortable. When you show up differently, when you start posting things online, and when you start sharing your thoughts, and when your family and your friends from the other side of the country start seeing you talk and behave and act differently, this is uncomfortable, my friends. This is super, super uncomfortable. But I knew and I felt it, and it felt good. It felt good to share what I was learning. It felt good to teach others. But that was uncomfortable. You know, calling myself a coach in the first place was uncomfortable. Since then, I've gotten certifications and done a whole bunch of more training, which really helps with my confidence as a coach. And then, yeah, all of last year, my word of my phrase of 2019 was be fearless. And so that had me, you know, doing more speaking engagements and putting myself out there even more. So really generating the courage to do that, because that's where you evolve, that's where you learn, that's where you grow. And so, Janine, I'm gonna send you a little strength and courage yourself, because you're gonna need it this year when we make that intention to get into those uncomfortable places. It is something else. You're in for a journey, and any of your listeners that choose to take that path as well. And you know, I took that one last year. This year, my word of the year is a little softer on myself. It's surrender. Because last year took a lot out of me, and I left the career that I had for 12 years and got into doing my own thing full time. Takes a lot of courage.
Oh, thanks for sharing about a little bit about that and how crazy it gets. And yeah, I think from looking at Instagram, from looking at social media, it looks like, oh, it's just, you know, roses and peachy and everything's great. And oh my gosh, no, there's so many hurdles. And yeah, leaving a job, leaving a marriage, switching your whole life up, you got to get some serenity in there in addition to your surrender. So you and I've chatted a little bit because I've seen posts about you skiing. So let's talk a little bit about you and where you find surrender, because I saw something about being in the woods. I saw something about skiing. So favorite place to ski, number one.
Oh, favorite place to ski is anywhere that there are not any other humans. I haven't done as, and we'll talk about this a bit because it's kind of interesting. I've done quite a few backcountry ski trips throughout British Columbia. And then, you know, we helicopter in or hike into our own cabin for a week, you know, group of 10 of us or so, and have, you know, we ski tour. So we walk up the hills and do a couple runs each day, and just some real magical moments. And, you know, I write about that in my book that I'm writing about this whole transformation. I had two ski trips during that time 2 years ago, and I write all about that. But I actually haven't done as much skiing over the last couple of years since I've been going through this transition. And, you know, that was, it's for a couple of reasons. You know, really, I was going through so much, and I was starting the business, and I just was so focused on that and so focused on pushing, and sometimes that was good and sometimes that was bad. But now that I'm going to surrender a little bit more coming into 2020, I'm looking forward to doing some some more skiing, especially now that the hills here in BC are getting filled. But I mean, I'm looking forward. I'm going to go ski Whistler during the week sometime soon when there's no other people, not as many people there.
Yes, yes, absolutely the way to go. That's my MO. Sadly, I like weekday skiing or ski touring because, yes, the best places to ski are where there aren't many people. Mm. And, of course, we're not going to give up those locations. So for all of you, you got to find them yourself. Sorry. That's way it goes.
Message us and maybe you can come on the next trip.
Right? Hello, CMH. Are you out there? Do you see this? CMH, hello. I'd love to heli ski. I've actually never been heli skiing. I would love to. It sounds ridiculously amazing.
Put it as a goal for the next 5 years.
I will put that out there. I gotta save up a little bit, but we can do it. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk a little bit about your coaching program. I want to integrate in for the folks here that are interested in maybe becoming a coach, but also integrate a little bit in for folks that are like, okay, how can a health coach or a coach in general be a health fix for me? Because obviously my podcast is a health fix. I want folks to understand how coaches can help them to reach their goals and be the fix that they need in their life to move forward. So of course I wanted to kind of talk about how do you identify a good coach, because you're the coaches of coaches. And so ultimately they need to find one of your people or another coach and what to look for. So let's start with that. And then we'll go back to your program. So in an ideal coach, what are people looking for? What are like the top of the top that you're going to get results with? What are people?
I think it goes in alignment with what your values are. And so that would kind of be step number one to get a good appreciate. I mean, really your whole life would be best served to operate from that space to know what your values are. And that comes up for me because, you know, integrity and honesty are number one. And you want to find a good step number two after that. You know, once you find a coach that you can trust and you see that they have results, you want to work with someone you resonate with and someone you're on the same frequency with 100%. You literally need to really like and trust your coach because it's a pretty intimate relationship, but like not to overcomplicate things. Like, yeah, you need some referrals from other people. You need to see some testimonials, but you do actually need to resonate and vibe very closely with someone you're going to put that much trust into. And that's really the beauty of Instagram to an extent. You know, people do put their image out there, but everyone I meet in the real world that's gotten to know me on Instagram is like, yeah, you're the same A and B. Like, you show up the same online as you do in the real world, but you need to make sure that is the case. You have to make sure that is the case for someone that you're going to trust your investment with and your time with as well.
Makes sense. I mean, that's why I wanted you to talk about skiing a little bit. I know the ocean, and that is a whole nother aspect of you as well. And so getting to know the person, huge. I think another thing that I find when patients are asking me about coaches, because yeah, I'm a naturopath. Yes, I'm a doctor. Yes, I help them. But sometimes I can't coach every little detail in terms of the basic steps with food and things of that nature. So, you know, obviously we're not promoting you as being the food coach or anything, but I think, you know, looking also at the aspect of getting questions answered, also making sure that this person's going to be more receptive in talking with you. Because I see a lot of coaches programs that are more like Facebook groups. You see this happening quite a bit out there. Mm-hmm. It's not one-on-one. And I mean, I know there's different styles based on budgets. In terms of one-on-one, I feel like you're going to get better results that way. What's your opinion? What have you found?
Yeah. And I offer both. I do one-on-one performance coaching, business coaching, life coaching with people. And yeah, obviously that's a higher rate and you get that more intimate connection. But yeah, some people are into that. Some people are into the group, like the group program that I run, for instance. It runs 8 weeks and it helps other people get into the coaching business. And these are all sorts of different types of coaches. You know, I have people creating men's groups. I have people using their background in the corporate world in genetics to create health programs for their people. I have, you know, intuitive coaches. I have mindset coaches. I have people creating programs for burnt out nurses. All these different types of niche market. Someone creating a program for women with body identification issues. So all these niche types of programs. And typically these people have been through some sort of challenge in this area themselves. And so they're so motivated and inspired to share what they learned to get through their challenge. But often, like, they want to share, they want to help, they want people, but they don't have the structure in place. They don't have the system. They're somewhat scattered on how to pull those pieces together and create that business. And that's where I come in. But so in that aspect, like, the group program can also be very fun because you get to interact with other people that are at that similar stage as you are.
Now, how many people would be in your group programs?
Yeah, it's about 10 to 20. So it stays intimate, and there's an element of one-on-one as well. But yeah, it's so fun because everyone's different, coming at it from a different angle. But that energy when people get together, and, you know, I market it as a, you know, it's a business program. It helps you get into business. It helps you set up your business and get your first clients. But to do that, to take those steps to put your content out there, to share your story, to start putting yourself out there, I've got a little sort of secret element of personal development in there as well, because that takes a lot of courage to do that for new coaches.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad that it's you know, I don't want to knock on groups. I'm glad that it's not a huge group, because I'm seeing group programs that have like thousands of people. And I'm like, how can you even get your answers answered or get, you know, any information? And that's one of the things I like to bring up when I talk with other coaches and also for my podcast audience, is that, you know, obviously financial, where you're at is going to dictate a lot of where you're getting in with the coach. But having the smaller, more intimate groups where the coach actually does interact in the Facebook group, I've had groups of stuff like that where my patients are like, yeah, I'm in this group, but it's really just the group talking about answering questions. Mm-hmm. It's not ever the person who started the group. And I'm like, oh, you don't want that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's, yeah. I mean, if you're going to sign up for 1,000 person in a Facebook group and it's only a couple bucks a month, like that is what you're going to get in return. And, but yeah, for people with a lower budget, that's going to be the ticket. And but on top of that, there's so many other free resources out there and cheaper programs and books and podcasts. There's so much in personal development that is free and available to people right now. The challenge with that, when it's free and it's lower price, is that people often, they'll discount their effort towards it.
Oh, absolutely.
If someone signs up for a $20 program a month, they're going to get $20 worth of value out of it. And maybe they won't even show up at all for some of the calls. But if they pay $1,000 a month, you better believe that they are going to show up with a pen and paper and get ready to take notes and get the fullest extent of that program and that knowledge.
So huge, so huge. So let's go into your program. What's it called? What are the details? Let's break it down a little bit for folks.
Cool. Yeah, appreciate it. It's called The Complete Coach. And what that really means is I help people take their coaching concept from concept to clients. Mm-hmm. And, you know, within there's a lot of steps on who are my people? Who do I want to coach? What's my message? And like I said before, you know, What's your story? What's your story of how you got interested in this topic? How are you the expert in it? And that's where a lot of people will get hung up by not thinking that they have enough value or they are not an expert enough to mentor other people. But that's very rarely the case. Like, if you have been through something, if you've studied something, if you've gone through a transformation yourself, you need to understand that you are several steps ahead of somebody else who is perhaps where you were 2 or 5 or however many years ago. You can help that person. And that's that's what I know and I see and I feel that people want to do more of, but they get hung up by, you know, like, who am I to be a coach? I don't know how to attract clients and all the other things that block them. So they have this stress about wanting to help other people, but then they get held back by fear and insecurities. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, my program takes them. The first part of the program is really about overcoming that. After that, it's about crafting your offer. You know, what sort of program do you want to create? Is it a one-on-one program? Is it a group program? Are you going to just create videos or whatever it may be? You know, how much is it going to be? How are you going to offer it? And then the back part of the program is this technique, this system that I use to launch my program. So you launch, or so people can launch their programs as well. So you can actually get a couple people in your first beta program by the end of our time together.
Wow. And typically how long do people spend with you creating their own coaching programs?
Yeah. So that sequence is over 8 weeks and okay. You know, there's an option to that really gets people in the door. And if they want that additional accountability afterwards, there's options to continue working together as well.
Okay, cool. Now you had said you have a nurse who was working with burnt out nurses. I'd love to hear some more of your niche groups, because I think too, for a lot of folks on this podcast, they might be thinking, well, maybe I don't want to be a coach, but I need to know if there's even a possibility for folks that out there that might be able to coach me with whatever issue I'm dealing with currently. So you said the nurse with burnt out folks, what else? Tell us some more. I know you told us a little bit and I can't remember.
Yeah. One a couple of the guys, like there's guys and girls in the last program that I ran, you know, one of the guys, he's got a great program called Dad Bod Warrior. So he's, he's putting together a program to help dads work around their dad bods. But this has, you know, been an evolution for him to put himself out there to tell his story and then to piece together his 6 or 8 week program, whatever it may be, to formulate that and market it and do that. So there's something like that. I got another gentleman who's, you know, really into meditation and mindfulness and life mastery. So he starts people off teaching them about meditation. Then he's moving into this new direction, life mastery for gentlemen after that, helping develop what's his catchphrase is to help men move from their balls to their heart or their brains to their heart or something like that. It's great. So there's a couple programs like that. And then yeah, a woman who is, you know, had a real challenge with body image, and she's been through a transformation herself and all the messages and programming that she's had to undo around that. And that's where she went through her transformation over the last couple of years. And now she's putting a program together to help other women that are in similar situations.
Very cool. Very cool. I think that's, you know, it's good to hear that. Now, do you have a list of your folks on your website so that we could also go back and reference that, or say if someone's interested in becoming a coach, if they go to your website at michaeltranmer.com, do you have some testimonials and things of that nature yet?
I don't have a list of who they are and where they are, but there are some testimonials interlaced in between there and some more on Instagram. But yeah, if people are interested, if people are interested in finding a specific type of coach that's not me or anyone I've mentioned here, I probably can find them somewhere else in my network. So just feel free to message me. It's easiest on through Instagram at michael.tranmer.
T-R-A-N-M-E-R, by the way, folks, just because I suck at spelling, I like to spell out stuff for other folks. Now, you've got a free gift for my listeners here. You want to tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. It's for people that are interested and a little curious about getting into this coaching world. And really, you know, this isn't like leave your day job tomorrow type thing and sell the house and move to an island. That could be your dream. Who knows? But this, you know, where I encourage people to start is if they are curious, you know, just build it and consider it and do it on the side. And if it's something that you are really passionate about, and when you build up the income, and if it is your goal to leave your corporate world, and, you know, maybe perhaps you want to work remotely and, you know, do your calls from laptop or phone, like this is something you can work towards this is possible. This is what I've been doing for the last year or so now. But yeah, free gift is, it's 7 steps to start your 6-figure coaching business. And it really helps walk through those first steps, helps you get thinking about what you could do, what's possible. And you can access that totally for free. It's at bit.ly/7steps to 6figs.
And I will put that note in my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com or thehealthfixpodcast.com. So if you didn't have a chance to write that down, because hopefully you're out walking or doing something exciting while listening to this, we will have it for you on the website. Let's not miss out on that. Now, I want to end this podcast with some positive information for folks going forward, because I think a lot of people have the idea of being a coach or breaking free from the 9-to-5 grind. And I think a lot of folks are like, oh, I'm uncoachable. Like, there's no way that I could create some type of program, or there's no way I could live the life of my dreams. It's just, you know, yeah, right. It's BS. So many people are trying it. Too many people are trying it. What kind of advice would you give to someone who's like, yeah, whatever, there's no way I could do it, and the market's saturated? What would you tell folks?
I would say, yeah, you're right. If you believe that you can't change your life and that you're going to have to stay at your 9-to-5 job, then, and you believe that there is nobody else out there that can help you, then you're right. Then you're going to stay there. Then nothing is going to change in your world. If you do want to make a change, and like I go back 2 years now to my story where I recognized that I wanted to change some things in my personality. I wanted to change some things in how happy and fulfilled I was. I wanted to change things in my life. I sent money over the internet and put a lot of trust in someone I had never met in the real world, because I knew that they had the ability to help me get to a new place. I knew that I couldn't get somewhere new without some help and guidance. And of course, yeah, like we said before, it doesn't mean you have to spend thousands of bucks on a coach. You can listen to a podcast, but you can listen to a podcast coming from a place that the answer that you may be looking for is out there, and you do not know everything, and you are not stuck where you are. The greatest thing about this whole transformation that I've been through over the last couple of years is how much I have learned. I feel like I was so stagnant for the years before that, just kind of stuck going doing the same thing in the hamster wheel over and over. But as soon as I started showing up, like, oh, wow, I know nothing about the universe. I know nothing about how to feel like this. I don't know anything about starting a business. Please help me. Please help me. What can I learn all day long? It's when you start to really empower yourself with information.
Oh, I love it. Being a sponge, soaking up whatever you can get, not, you know, keeping that attitude of this will never happen for me. Also being open-minded that, you know, there's so many people out there that have wonderful talents that you can glean from them. And like you said, using podcasts, using groups, using a one-on-one, there's multiple ways to get, and multiple things you can do all at once to get to that life of your dreams. I love it.
Yeah, and I would encourage anyone who's listening, who may be sitting at a desk, like bashing their head against it. And I've been there for years and years. That, yeah, just don't give up, but perhaps search for someone out there who is where you want to be, who is fulfilled, and ask them how they did it, and you know, be open to what they are teaching. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to move countries or leave your job. Like, you know, I now feel that I'm in a place right now that I don't know exactly what's going to happen in my future. I am surrendering to the opportunities that come up this year, looking forward to it. But I feel as though I could go back to a very similar role that I used to have before in the engineering world, but I now see it through a different lens. And I feel that I could find real purpose and meaning and show up differently and just have a different appreciation of what my impact could be on a daily level and how I could influence others in that environment. And so really, like, I could go back to the same physical building and desk, but I could exist in an entirely different realm and I could be fulfilled and happy doing that. And that's crazy to me.
That's really cool. That's, you know, that's funny you mention that, because I'll be honest, I, you know, in diving into looking at my job in a different perspective, because I was kind of looking at it like, you know, a grind. Unfortunately, you know, I'm stuck with insurance parameters. I can't see people as long as I want to. I can't interact with them one-on-one as much. I would never have a life, even though I want to. But now that I'm starting to shift perspectives in terms of how I look at things, I'm going, oh wait, I can look at this a whole different way. And so I think it's really cool that you're looking back at your previous job, I'm going like, oh, I could look at this a different way. I could change.
Yeah. It's like, what are you interested in now? How do you want to help your people in a different way? What is your purpose in motivating and changing them? And going, oh wow, I actually do get that opportunity on a daily basis more than I actually thought. Like if I, you know, for me, I want to help people be fulfilled and happy. I want to reduce suffering. And if I were to go back into that similar world, career and job and desk that I was in before, I could come from that space every day of walking into that building. Yeah, I would do the functions of reports and engineering and all that stuff. But as I was doing that, I could, you know, make connection. I could be aware of that. I could be present with other people and go, you know, I'm helping you through your problems so you can be more fulfilled in the workplace. You think I'm here just helping you edit this report, but really, you know, I'm helping you wake up. I'm helping you raise your consciousness right here. You don't even know it. You don't even know why you feel good.
I love it. Those little nuggets that, you know, you can just stick in there, here and there.
Yeah.
How I've had to look at it now to get through the system we have for healthcare here in the United States. So.
And so in that exact example, you know, it is what it is. You're right. Working within the parameters that you have. You know, what difference can you make in your role, in your job, at work? How can you influence people? And, you know, do that. That's great. But what else can you do outside of that? You're doing it. You've done the, sorry to go coach mode in here. This is where I ask permission to go coach mode on you, Janine.
Absolutely. Yep.
Very important as coaches. We get so passionate and excited about it. We just think we can coach everyone, but that doesn't always work. So it's always important to, I find, ask that question. But for you, you want to do more. You want to give more. So you've created this podcast and many other things. And this is how you're spreading everything that you've learned, and you're helping humanity wake up to reduce suffering even further.
Mission, reduce suffering. I like that. I might have to add that to my being uncomfortable in reducing suffering for 2020.
Enjoy it. Spread it.
Totally. Well, man, I have enjoyed chatting with you. I hope that my audience is going to glean a little bit from this and definitely hit you up. Michael is in Vancouver, by the way. He's Canadian. Yay for the folks across the border. That was a dumb comment. I'm a nerd.
You haven't guessed it yet.
But no, it's just, you know, you're not that far is what I'm saying. And for my folks here that are in Tacoma, you know, having, you know, even though you're not doing one-on-one where you're going to show up at someone's house, somehow just that being really close geographically sometimes makes a little bit of a connection. I don't know what it's about.
Yeah, I think it's especially here on the West Coast. We all suffer, if we wish, through a little bit of darkness and a little bit of the rain. So if there's any way that we can support each other through these wetter, darker months, then absolutely, why not?
That's the way to do it. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to make sure that everyone goes over to drjkrausnd.com to pick up some information. If you want to get that 7 steps to launch your 6-figure coaching program info from Michael, head over there. And then, of course, michaeltranmer.com. Your Instagram, same. Let's give everybody...
Instagram's michael.tranmer, and the complete coach next round of that program starting in early February, and love to work with some more amazing people in that program.
Yes. So hit him up there as well. Anywhere else folks can find you online, Facebook as well, or where?
Yep. Yeah. I'm on Facebook as well. I've been spending more time on there. It's been quite fun. I shared a lot of cold plunges when I was back in Ontario over the winter. And I'm going to start talking more about the book I'm writing about this whole transformation as well. I'm really literally going through changing line by line over 65,000 words right now to in this deep edit that I'm in, and looking forward to having that come out. Well, who knows, but this summer, ideally it'll be out when it's good and ready. And it's, I've been told by my editors that there's definitely potential there, but it's the reason they like it is because it's, not often you get a male voice sharing so raw and vulnerable about the transformation that I've been in, and about the end of the marriage, and then getting into coaching. That's what the whole book is about.
Oh, I can't wait to see that one. Now, can folks get on an email list or anything to find out when that's going to be coming out? Do you have something of that nature going on?
Yeah, for sure. That's on my website under the book tab, Michael Trammer-my-book, something like that. Yeah, appreciate you bringing that up.
No problem. I will put that on my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com or thehealthfixpodcast.com. You can go to both of those and find all of the information from today's podcast. And folks, if you're out there struggling and you're looking for a health fix, having a coach is a great way to save you a lot of frustration. So I highly recommend checking out Michael. And if he's not a great fit, keep looking, look for someone that you resonate with, look for someone that's getting results, and that's where I'd start.
Perfect.
All righty. Thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you, and thank you to all your listeners.
Bye, everybody.
Subscribe, rate, and share info.